What Am I Chewing is a production of Wistful Thinking, brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things movie, nostalgia, and more, check out cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome to What Am I Chewing, the podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poland-Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hello.
Hi. And we are going to chew some things. Mine, okay, I'm going to go first. I might be the only one going today if it takes a long time. We're not always in a time crunch. We are a little bit today.
And also, I want to save room in my belly for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. This is not going to make any noise, I don't think, but here I go. Ready?
Yes.
It didn't make any noise, did it?
There were noises, but I'm not sure if they were associated with you chewing this food.
This is, well, you'll see. I'll try it again and see if that helps. And then, I feel like if I start giving you clues about this one, it's going to give it away too fast.
Yeah, so well, I have questions. We can start with my questions. The first one being, is this something that you brought back from Seattle?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more questions.
That's it?
That was my only question. No, that wasn't my only question. What? Oh, man, I forget. Okay, so this seems to be something that, like, you take a bite of, but you're not, like, then chewing it for a while before you swallow?
Yeah, that's mostly accurate.
So it's like a one-and-done bite situation. Perhaps even a lick.
No, but it's... So one-and-done is not right.
Okay.
Lick is, like, on the right track, but it's also not right.
Is it one of those, like, turtle bites where you're kind of biting with your lips but not necessarily your teeth?
No.
And it's like... It's kind of a combination of a lick and a bite.
No. Turtle bite. I didn't know what you were saying, and I was like, a turtle bite, is that a food? Like, that's how I get it now.
Okay, is it sweet or savory?
It's sweet.
Okay. Are you using a utensil?
No.
That's not really a lick, and it's definitely not a bite. Is it you're putting pieces of it in your mouth? You're not necessarily biting something off of something?
Well, pieces is the wrong word, but technically, yes.
Okay. Fragments.
Technically, yes.
Bits that you have torn off of something.
No.
Okay.
There's no tearing.
Is there any sort of breaking?
Mm-mm.
Is it loose?
Very.
Oh, very loose. Okay.
Yeah. I think so. To think of it as very loose is makes me laugh.
Huh. You said it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it dairy based?
It could be. It is not, but it could be.
Okay. Is it dairy alternative based?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking nut milk?
I used soy milk.
Are you eating pudding?
No.
No, that's not loose.
I would argue that it kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, let's not get into that. What did I ask you before I asked you if it was pudding?
You were talking about what milk base it was, and soy.
Sorry. So this was something that you made?
Mm-hmm.
Is it liquidy?
Yeah.
So, is it some sort of cereal situation?
No.
Can I have a hint?
I'm consuming it out of a mason jar.
Okay. And it's hand into the mason jar, grab,
no.
Put in your mouth. No. Is it, you're kind of like drinking it out of there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it a smoothie?
Uh-huh, it's a smoothie.
Ah. What else you got in there?
So it's soy milk and vanilla protein powder, and I buy those, like, frozen fruit bags that also have vegetables in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those.
Interesting.
I don't really remember what the fruits were. It was definitely strawberry and banana and probably kale and probably something else.
Mm. All right. Smoothie.
Yeah, I think this is our first, like, liquid snack.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think to, like, liquid didn't even cross my mind for quite a while.
I know, I felt bad. I was like, oh, is this cheating? Like, is this even, does this even count? You can't really chew it.
Mm.
But it's what I wanted.
That's totally fine.
You want to chew yours?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, it's got a wrapper.
It's got a wrapper.
That sounds like a very, like, foily wrapper, is it?
It's not foily. It's okay. A plasticky, but it's, like, okay. A thicker kind of plastic, you know?
Okay.
Which is probably what it sounded foily.
Are you eating it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't even hear it.
I should probably chew with my mouth open then.
A little more now. Is it sweet or savory?
It's sweet.
Is it a cookie?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, is it... is it a bar of some kind?
Nope.
Is it bread based?
It's bready.
Like, bready. Is it a small cake of some kind?
It's not a small cake.
Okay. it's not a cake. Is it, what color is it?
Like a burnt umber.
Okay. Is it a Twinkie?
No.
Is it like a Twinkie?
No. I'm also realizing you don't know what burnt umber is.
I could guess. Am I wrong?
I mean,
do I have to Google it?
It's not the color of a Twinkie.
Well, I in my brain, burnt umber, you're right, is, like, a darker than a Twinkie.
Mm-hmm.
But lighter, but, like, it's, like, orangey. It's not just brown.
You're thinking of burnt sienna.
Okay, hold on. I have to Google it. Oh, no. Why are there so many choices? Okay, this is kind of reddish brown. Is that true?
No.
Okay. The internet's not helping me.
I might have said the wrong color.
okay.
You know what? I'm thinking of maybe raw umber. Oh, it's dark brown. That's what I'm going for. It's just dark
raw
brown.
Umber. I'm learning so much about colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, umber is just like a rich brown.
Mm-hmm. It's actually darker than that.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking of burnt sienna. Although I was thinking a little bit oranger. Okay, anyway. Is it one thing or is it like pieces of a thing?
I guess it's pieces of a thing.
Okay, many pieces?
Like, each thing could be its own thing, but you're not gonna eat just one.
Okay. Are, like, the pieces, like, bite size?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it chocolate-based?
Yes.
Is it, like, a brownie type thing?
No.
It's not a cookie. It's a chocolate cake type thing. But it's not a cake. But it's not a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it have anything else on it?
I think it's supposed to, but it doesn't.
Okay. Like, you're supposed to, like, dip it in something, or, like...
No, like, it came covered in, like, a little bit of it, but for some reason, like, it didn't have as much on it as it was supposed to.
Okay. Is it a cereal of some kind?
Mm-mm.
Is it a Pop-Tart? No, because it's not a foil wrapper.
Right.
What time of the day would you usually eat this thing?
Anytime.
Okay. Is it like a dessert food?
Yes.
Okay. Is it... I have a hint.
You've made this before.
Is it donut?
Yeah.
Oh!
Donut holes. Chocolate donut holes.
Donut holes. Got it. What kind of chocolate donut holes?
Just like a sack of them that I found at Fairway. They weren't great. They were supposed to have like a sugary coating to it, but they didn't really.
Bummer. Disappointing donuts are disappointing.
Yeah. But they're still donuts, so it's kind of like... You know what it is? It's a Van Dyke brown. That's the brown that I was thinking of.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a oil paint color.
Okay. I'm Googling it now. I'm learning so many things about colors.
Oh, and here I'm looking at a burnt umber that looks like what I'm used to. That's why I said burnt umber. Yeah. You know who used to use a lot of Van Dyke brown? Bob Ross.
Okay.
That was usually his dark brown.
All right, we did it. We chewed.
Yeah.
You got anything else to add?
Nope. Let's get this other recording over with.
Any other colors you want to teach me about?
Oh, Jordan. You can't bring that up at the end of a podcast.
Let's pick your favorite one.
My favorite color.
Uh-huh. Like, but, like, preferably one that I've never heard of.
Oh, God. I've had quite a fun... Well, I mean, you've heard of magenta before, but yes. There's, like, a specific paint color called quinacridone magenta that I've had.
Let's spell it.
Q-U-I quinacro... I think the... It's a C-H...
I found it.
Yeah. Or phthalo blue. Those are probably my two favorite.
Magenta. Ooh, that's nice. What's the other one?
Phthalo blue.
Phthalo blue. Oh, it has a P. It has a silent P.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite blues. Also, I love a Payne's gray, which is like... almost kind of like if you took that dark phthalo blue and mixed it a little bit with some black and it's like a blue-gray color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, I've given you a red and I've given you a blue, so I might as well give you a yellow since we're gonna, that way we can cover all of our primary colors. Big fan of the classic yellow ochre.
Yellow ochre. Ooh. Yeah, I like that color a lot. It's ugly,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't match anything, which means it matches everything. I have a sweater that's this color.
I have
the best.
So many clothes that are this color, and I look terrible in this color, but I just love it so much. Yeah, if I wore more brown, maybe it would work. It's a very 70s color. It's part of that, like, 70s
yeah,
palette
like...
that I love so much.
Mm-hmm, yeah. For you and your jello molds and your yellow. Okay. Thanks for listening to us, too. We'll be back next week to continue Adam Sandler Month. We will talk to you then.
Bye.